I wanna go back. I wish I knew his name. I'd give anything if I could go back to that alley. Shouldn't have walked down there, but I did. It was a shortcut. I didn't wanna be out anymore. So I cut through the alley. But I didn't know. I didn't know he was there. Waiting for me, or somebody like me, some fucking idiot whore to go down. I said, he came out from behind the door, and he pushed me against the wall. Started licking my neck and whispering perverted threats in my ear. And he reached his hand under my skirt and started rubbing my pussy through my panties. Other hand down my shirt and my bra. He said I was gonna suck his dick. That's what he said. He said, you're gonna suck my fucking cock and you're gonna love it. I'm so scared. He said, I wouldn't. I said, I won't do it. I won't do it. I won't. And then he just... He just pulled down his pants and pulled off my skirt and pulled it down and he rubbed his he rubbed his cock between my thighs up against my slit. he was so goddamn big. I was so scared. Seeing that cock and feeling him rubbing it on my stomach, down my thighs again, just all over me. I pulled my shirt up and I wasn't even wet. It was just, it was so fucking big. I didn't want to, but I started to feel something. Some flutters in my lower belly that that full, intense feeling. I only get it sometimes, that feeling. Like if I miss a step going down the stairs. But I was so scared. But he was groping my tits, and he wedged his cock between my thighs again, rubbing it over my panties and my clit. Oh, fuck. I hated it, but he knew. He knew. So I kept pressing against me. And he played with my cunt with his hand. Buried his face in my chest and smelling me, licking me. And I felt so cornered. Oh, I felt so scared. And I didn't know what to do. That feeling was just kept growing in my stomach, and reaching down into my and he told me, he said I had to get on my knees. I had to suck him like I was a whore, like it was my fucking duty to do it to him. And he started to get bigger. I didn't want it to happen, but it did. And he just kept touching me. He was so much fucking bigger than me. His body. I felt his body so tense, almost vibrating. And he put one of his huge hands on my head and pushed me down till I was on my knees in front of that cock. I just stared at it. There was no choice. I didn't want to know. I didn't want to see if he had a weapon, like a gun or a knife. I wanted to survive. He said open her mouth, and I did. And I felt his cock on my lips. There's already pre-cum on it. He ordered me to taste it and soak it off. I didn't want to, but I had no choice. So I just opened my lips a little bit, and I didn't like the taste, but I kissed it anyway, and I sucked it. Fuck. I tried to be as afraid, unappealing as I could, but it just turned him on. He liked how much I didn't want it. And I... Rubbed his cock on my lips, and then he smiled down at me. He told me it was time. Time to open my mouth. Time to suck his cock. So humiliated, anxious, scared, excited. I don't know. Everything, and it just happened so fast. It was, but it was slow. too. Like, slow, like the colors were brighter. And every movement felt like I was trying to move through water. Now, I was so fucking turned on. I know I shouldn't have been, but I don't know. It was like a defense mechanism or something, I don't know. But he didn't have to tell me again. I just opened my mouth and sucked his head, and he started moaning so loudly, like he didn't give a fuck if anybody heard. It's only about using me for his pleasure. It didn't matter. I was just little plaything, his toy, his slut. Oh God. I never done anything like this before. I've thought about it. Sometimes I look at stuff online, but I always felt ashamed, uncomfortable after. No, I didn't have a choice. I didn't have a choice. It was just something I had to do. I didn't want him to hurt me. I didn't want him to hurt me. So I just swirled my tongue up and down the bottom of his shaft, and it was just so, so fucking big. And I opened my mouth so wide and kept opening, closing my lips around it with every breath. If I wanted to breathe, I had to say, and he really seemed to like that. I was trying not to cry, trying to hold it together. I knew if I cried, he'd like it more. Well, he just didn't care. He was moaning. Moaning up to the stars with his eyes closed. He started talking to me. He said, he's so, so mean. He said, yeah, you suck that cock good, don't you, bitch? Oh, you love that dick. You need it, don't you? You fucking love my cock. You waited your whole life for this, haven't you, you fuck? Yeah. I'm just moaning so loud. I felt so small, insignificant to him. He just towered over me while I was down on my knees in the dirt. And he went all the way down my throat. I could taste his cock. It was just all the way. Oh God, I've never felt anything like it. I felt, I didn't even feel like a human at that point. I just knew I was less than him. I was his, and what he had to do to me. What he just done to me made me. It made me. I could feel his cock throbbing. And he just kept getting louder and louder. And I don't know if anybody was looking. I could only feel myself getting lower, just disgraced. And then something happened. I just started sucking. And he started threatening me, saying if I don't make him come, he was gonna cut me. He didn't say where or with what, but I knew he wasn't lying, so I really, really tried to give him the best blowjob I'd ever given to somebody. I never sucked somebody that big before, but I had to learn how. Oh God. And his cock started to taste so fucking good. Like a real man's cock. And a take what you want. Alpha male. He wanted me. He wanted me and he just fucking took me. Oh god, it felt so good. He brought out the things that I was dreading and fearing about myself. He brought it out. I tried to tell myself it was just fantasy, curiosity, some passing thoughts, but I never felt more. More comfortable in my own skin. And when this violent stranger's giant cock just, fucking my throat back and forth, I couldn't breathe. I was struggling to breathe. Oh god. Oh fuck. His moles were so hot. I'm sure people heard him, but they didn't want to see what was happening. I don't know how long I was down there. Finally, he said, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come, you fucking bitch. Oh, you're gonna swallow every bit of it. You're gonna swallow all of my goddamn cum. You are going to drink everything I give you. And that feeling. Oh, that full. The full round of tension in my stomach and my cunt. It was just too much. And I came then. I was so high, I never felt anything like it. And I think he knew what he'd done to me then. I think he felt me shivering and wriggling on my knees down there. Maybe he saw it in my eyes. They rolled back in my head. Maybe he heard me whimpering through his cot, but now I was gonna have to swallow all of him because it was his turn to come, and I couldn't do anything. He started pulled it out of my mouth, jerked it in front of my face, and slapped my cheeks with it, up and down. He said, keep my mouth open, ready for him. I was still so scared. I'm so fucking wet. Time slowed down again, and even more, I didn't want to upset him. I didn't want to spill anything that he gave me. I don't know who he was. It didn't matter. I didn't know who he was, and it didn't matter. I knew. Oh, I knew I had to do good. Otherwise, he was gonna hurt me so bad. He looked down at me and smiled. Asked if I was hungry. It was so casual. He said, are you hungry? Just. If he'd been menacing and hostile and angry, it would have been less scary. But he just said, are you hungry? So nonchalant. And he took his dick back in my mouth. I felt it shoot, and I sucked all of it. I just put my mouth around it and tried to get everything, not waste any. Oh god, it was so much cum. I just kept shooting. It was so warm. All I could do was drink and drink. And I didn't realize it till I was doing it, but I started touching myself, and I was so swollen and wet from coming before, but the pressure on my fingers was just so much better. And I knew I was gonna come again really quickly if he didn't stop me. All this manhood down my throat, his moans just got so much louder. It was so hot. I swallowed him. It took like five gulps. There was so much. It was so fucking good. It was so amazing. I pulled his dick out of my mouth and I started just inch forward on my knees to suck more, and then he started laughing at me, and he saw what I was doing and touching myself, and he laughed even harder. Said I was a cum drunk, slutty, fucking whore. And he pushed me onto the ground. He said I didn't deserve any more. That I'd serve my fucking purpose to him. So he told me to come. And he stood there above me. Watched. His cock was still hard. And he just watched as I masturbated on the street. So below him in the fucking gutter. Touching myself and my fingers. Rubbing my clit and my left. Pushed my left middle finger into my cunt. It was so slippery. So fucking wet and tight. So good, but I wished my finger was his cock, but he didn't give it to me. He didn't give it to me. And soon I came all over myself, and my cunt shuddered tighter and tighter around my finger. My clit just so fucking reactive, fucking sensitive. I'd never come that hard before, or for that long. Oh, it was so good. So special that night. And he just kept watching until I stopped, moaning. And then he just walked away and left me there. My mouth hanging open. Trying to catch my breath, my hair soaking up gutter water, and my whole life was changed for the better. I just want to go back. I don't know his name. So now if I want to come, I gotta remember him. I didn't see his face. I barely saw him, except his fucking cock. And his laugh. Laughing at me. As I came because of what he did to me. It was so violent. It was so... so wrong, so good. Please, I get it. Oh, fuck, I don't wanna fucking die. I'll do whatever you say. I'm gonna fucking come. Cause I remember you. What you did to me. It was so fucking good. Oh, you can do whatever you fucking want. You're gonna bruise me and cut me and rape me. Anything you want. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I'm back there. I'm back there in my masturbating for you in the fucking gutter. Oh, God. Ugh. What made me go down there? I don't know. I just... Oh, fuck. Oh, making you come is the best fucking thing that ever happened to me. Oh, fuck. Fucking worthless cunt. I want to go back. I want. Oh, I want you to make me do it again. Please, I'm fucking ready. I don't have a choice. Oh, gotta suck your cock. Are they watching me again while I fuck myself in the dirt? Oh. Listen to me, come, fuck. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.